Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Some of you have reached out about this. There was some breaking news for those of you who have loved Pawn Stars. I was fortunate enough to film multiple episodes with Pawn Stars, and the Pawn Stars family and the Harrison family, a fantastic group of people. Unfortunately, Rick Harrison, the one that heads the show, has lost a son, Adam. Adam has never been seen on the Pawn Stars show, from what I understand, but being here in Nevada, he's a part of the family and many of us know him. And apparently he has died at the age of 39 after an overdose. This is not Corey who's on the show. This is not Rick, but this is one of the other sons of Rick. And there has been, a bunch of outpouring. The Harrison family told TMZ that our family is extremely saddened by the death of Adam. They do want privacy as they grieve his loss. And sadly, he died from a fatal overdose. Not exactly sure where it happened, what he took. And Las Vegas Metro PD are investigating the case, but it does appear to have been in southern Nevada. And, Rick has three boys. Adam was one of them, as well as Corey. And I don't know if I know the other son. And, the Pawn Stars show was fascinating in that I think Rick had failed at a couple other shows, or networks had canceled previous shows. And then this Pawn Stars, after like a name change or so, flourished, especially in the time of reality TV. And I collect medical antiques, so they asked me to come on and sell them. I didn't want to give up some of them, but there's a couple I didn't mind. In fact, one I did sell, my tonsillectomy, and then I went out and bought another one because I really, really missed it, selling it on Pawn Stars. But I wanted to be on Pawn Stars to teach people about these. And producers have asked me to come back, and it's been fantastic in terms of how people are interested in medical antiques, and that's one of my little side hobbies. I like to collect medical antiques and learn about how medicine was done when you didn't have all the, typical medicines and equipment and things like that. But, the story here is another person has tragically died of an overdose. And these overdose deaths are all lumped into overdose. And is an overdose a suicide? Is an overdose an accidental mixing of medications, as they suggested might have happened with Heath Ledger? Is an overdose a wanting to get high and saying, I don't feel it, so let me take more? Or is it a poisoning? And I really think we need to take this term overdose and maybe dissect it out. When we hear the tens of thousands of overdose deaths that happen every year, that's been rising as it pertains to narcotics, despite all the restrictions they give doctors and patients now, the deaths are still rising. Well, it's because we're getting the drugs. It's not the doctor's fault. It's not the patient's fault. These are medicines coming over the border. I mean, some doctors that overprescribe may be complicit, but for the most part, we have restricted people's access to pain medication such that they're forced to use the black market or the bootleg versions that are able to be received without a prescription and without your name being in a database. And I wonder how many of these quote-unquote overdose deaths are because they didn't realize they were being poisoned with fentanyl when they thought they were just by Percocet? Or was it that they thought it was X amount of milligrams, let's say a 10 milligram, and they were actually getting something that was 100 milligrams? Now, is it that they had so much pain that they said, to hell with it? You know, I'm just going to, if opiates cause respiratory depression, then that's going to be my way of leaving this earth. And we just lump the numbers in. And it's difficult to dissect that out and figure out what exactly happened. We need to. Especially we need to know if people are being poisoned. You could tell after the fact sometimes by doing a blood test. But how do you tell if there was intent or if it was accidental? And I've had many patients who told me that they ran into problems with their gummies. They would take a cannabis gummy, THC gummy, nothing happened. It was an hour. Nothing happened. So they took a second one and then, whoa. Yeah, I urge everybody to watch that scene from Wolf of Wall Street where Leonardo DiCaprio and Jonah Hill are taking these Quaaludes. And they thought maybe they were expired or something and nothing happened. So they kept taking more. They go, these aren't strong enough, so maybe we need to take more. And that scene that showed that when it did finally hit, they almost overdosed, almost died on the medication, is something that I think everybody needs to be aware of. That if you take something and an hour, shouldn't take it to begin with, but an hour goes by, an hour and a half go by, it's in your body, it's in your system. And taking more on top of that can make you overdose. And I suspect that a lot of these overdoses are people are in pain. They take the medication, but if you've ever been in pain, 1 minute is a long time. 5 minutes is even longer. An hour is torture. And my guess is some of these people are in so much pain, whether it's physical pain or mental pain, that they can't wait a whole hour for something to kick in. You know, people ask me, why did fentanyl lollipops get created? Well, it's because they wanted a faster absorption of the medicine to work faster. For those of you that have ever taken Zofran for nausea, it's a sublingual medication that works quicker than waiting for something to be digested in the stomach and then go through the liver and or go through the intestine and then the liver to finally work. So, you know, caution to everybody with medication. Sometimes you could be overdosing just accidentally because of the impatientness of waiting for that drug to work. Blessings to the Harrison family in this difficult time. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
This is how we do every day. We keep grinding. And if you want to come and text us,
if you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So while many of us were watching the Chiefs game, the Niners game, the Ravens game, the Lions game, as we were seeing who was going to head to the NFC championships and the AFC championships for next week, we got some pretty big news, which I think a lot of us expected was coming, but it hit over the weekend, where Florida Governor Ron DeSantis had dropped out of the 2024 presidential race. He did, which was a little bit of a surprise, endorse former President Trump. Now, is it because he really, really likes Trump? or is it because he's really, really mad at Nikki Haley? But the Florida governor has announced his decision to suspend his campaign, even though he came in second with the Iowa primary and beat Nikki Haley. I don't believe he saw New Hampshire being a possibility for him to succeed. And with Trump having such a resounding lead, and probably donors are starting to now tighten their purse strings to figure out, you know, where they're going to spend their money, I think he had realized that he might need to call it now. DeSantis has said, if there was anything I could do to produce a favorable outcome, more campaign stops, more interviews, I would do it. But I can't ask our supporters to volunteer their time and donate the resources if we don't have a clear path to victory. Accordingly, he said, I am today suspending my campaign. Now, suspending means putting it on hold, but my guess is it's not moving forward. He did highlight that he had disagreements with Trump, but does believe that Trump is a better leader than Biden. So this is a pretty stand-up job. Yeah, when somebody does bow out of a race, and you know, it's their supporters want to know, well, where do I go? If you're my leader, where do I go? And so to back somebody who has, you know, not been a fan of yours, maybe Trump originally was a fan, but then things got nasty when they started running against each other. I think DeSantis did a stand-up job. I did expect DeSantis to go a little farther than he had, but Trump, many people looked at DeSantis as a Trump 2.0. So, and one person even said, you know, why vote for the opening act when you can have the real concert? And so it was a tough race. And so he said he did pledge to support the Republican nominee, and I will honor that pledge, even though, remember, during one of the primaries he was reluctant and waited to raise his hand after he looked at everybody else. I think he does realize that he needs to focus on Florida. And, you know, at donors, it's tricky. I've been asked to donate to multiple campaigns. I get texts all the time. And it's not that I'm cheap. It's that I would rather donate my money to charities. I'd rather do what I do with charities currently than to donate to a campaign that has to suspend. And I know politics needs people that have opposite thinking, where they have, you know what, I have $50,000 extra that I could give you. Okay, I personally don't have $50,000 extra. Yeah, and I understand these campaigns cost a lot of money. But campaign donors come from wealthy people. You know, it was interesting how Bernie Sanders did it, where I think you only had to donate, was it $7 or $9? And what's interesting is to make it to the debates or make it to the certain milestones, it has to be new donors. You have to have one X amount of money, but you also have to have a certain number of new donors. And I like the idea of that giving a person who isn't rich a chance to have some skin in the game and have a chance to help support their candidate. But at this point now, it's whoever has the big bucks. And to ask somebody with big bucks to, you know, put money into a candidate that might not win, people who have big bucks are usually pretty shrewd with their money. And they made their money because they knew how to invest. And so my guess is DeSantis and Nikki Haley may also start to have problems. Nikki Haley is, and I believe she still should stay in the race for now. I think Donald Trump is going to be the nominee. But they just keep hitting Trump. They keep, you know, election interference, whatever you want to call it. You know, all these cases could have come up years ago, but it's all happening now. And it's happening during the primaries and then during the preparation for the election in 2024. And so in case the Supreme Court does not go the way Trump needs, or something happens where judges are able to keep Trump away from running, which I don't see constitutionally happening, the GOP has at least somebody else that is garnering a lot of attention. I think Nikki Haley will lose New Hampshire. I think she has been very impressive, you know, in terms of what she's been able to do. But I don't see her leaving. I don't see her leaving because she wants to be perched and poised in case something happens to a President Trump presidency election, or if anything happens to his health. So DeSantis suspending his campaign, he could always jump back in later. But right now, it looks like resoundingly it will be Trump, but I think Nikki Haley wants to be in a position where she could then swoop in if she needs to. And again, she's done remarkably considering. The drama, though, continues to ensue as Biden is not on the ballot in the New Hampshire primary. And you guys kind of understand what's going on there? It's a little confusing, but President Biden is still running. But there has been a little bit of a shakeup because remember there was this debate and this discussion that Iowa and New Hampshire is not representative and very diverse in terms of voting. And the DNC wanted South Carolina to cast their ballots first. And so New Hampshire is coming up. And New Hampshire was going to be moved to February 6th, 3 days after South Carolina. But New Hampshire wants to know. New Hampshire is saying that their state law requires that the primaries be held at least 7 days before any other state. So they're apparently moving forward for tomorrow. Well, Biden can't buck the DNC. So he's not on the ballot. He is supporting what the DNC wants. And so there's going to be, I think, 31 other Democrats on the ballot. But Biden did not file his name. Now, there is this movement to write Biden's name in. It would be interesting to see, you know, how that looks and what that turns out to be. But I got to tell you, we haven't seen anything yet with drama. If you think this is a lot of chaos, you ain't seen nothing yet. And so they say the president does, according to the Hill, the president looks forward to having his name on the New Hampshire's general election ballot as a nominee for the Democratic Party after officially securing the nomination at the 2024 Democratic National Convention. So he's not blowing off the Granite State, but he wants to abide by the suggestion that South Carolina is not third but second in terms of primary, even though New Hampshire says, hell no, we're still moving forward. So, you know, President Donald Trump, front runner, Biden, front runner. So we are looking at a Biden-Trump rematch, which I think Trump would easily win as long as there's no cheating. But I really look at, you know, the health of Biden, and I just don't know why Biden would continue to run unless to save face. And it's kind of hard to watch. You know, he wasn't fit enough to run 4 years ago. So we'll see what happens. I know it's very frustrating to think that there's going to be more chaos, but yeah, as I've said, every time I go, oh gosh, it's going to be chaotic. You know, Trump said it best. He said, right now there's chaos. When you look at the economy, when you look at the border, when you look at the schools, when you look at what's happening with foreign policy, I mean, Americans are being attacked, and we're going to be talking a little bit more about what's going on. Many of them have to now be evaluated for traumatic brain injury in the latest attacks. It's chaotic right now. Maybe it's always chaos. Now, people trying to say, Nikki Haley had said that, you know, if Trump goes back in, there's going to be chaos that ensues. No matter who wins, they're going to be rough. Look at what they're doing with Nikki Haley, saying she cheated twice on her husband. There's going to be chaos and yellow journalism and people attacking. And Trump is getting stronger and stronger because the more he, you know, he moves forward and garners all this support without even entering a debate, you know, the more it looks like he is his election is being interfered with. And so if Nikki Haley, an argument for Nikki Haley bowing out is such that it's obvious Trump is the front runner, and then with all these actions that these states are doing to try to keep him off, it looks a lot more obvious that they're trying to keep him off as opposed to there being a criminal past. So I know there's a lot of calls for Nikki Haley to bow out, but tomorrow will be interesting. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
What? What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA News Update. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis ending his campaign for the White House and endorsing former President Donald Trump. If you don't like the weather, just wait a minute. True to the old saying, freezing temps should be moving out of a good chunk of the country, and above average warmth will blanket the U.S. Don't expect Hamas to release any more hostages. The Palestinian group presented Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu with a proposal. Leave Hamas in power in the Gaza Strip and take all Israelis with you. Netanyahu wouldn't even entertain that idea. Three members of an air ambulance crew lost their lives in a helicopter crash near Weatherford, Oklahoma, over the weekend on their way back to their base located 70 miles west of Oklahoma City. No patients were on board. Corey Myers, USA News.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so we really, really appreciate you guys tuning in. Got new mic, got a lot of new equipment here. So if I sound a little different, just please let me know. Hopefully I sound better. Still working on the content. Going to make better content. Most of our content is driven by you guys. So last week we talked about this one hospital that said that they may refuse care for individuals who are racist, discriminatory, and use offensive language or offensive body language to the staff. And that has drawn a lot of backlash. And in fact, the hospital's had to defend itself, saying, okay, I know it looks like we're going to refuse care, but we're not going to refuse care. And it's been a little confusing as to what's going on. And so do you remember there was a case a long time ago? And I got to tell you, as a physician, I have dealt with abusive language, people grabbing at my butt, people grabbing at my boobs. Boobs. Sometimes I'm wearing a sports bra, so it's a uniboob. Insulting me for being Jewish, insulting me for being a woman. And it is. It's very hard to work in that sort of arena. But as a physician, my job is to make sure that patient gets taken care of. I also have to understand as a physician that people have mental health issues. And there have been patients who might be neurodiverse or have schizophrenia and might say things that they really shouldn't say. In one doctor's office, there was an autistic child who started screaming N-word when she saw a patient in the waiting room. And the patient was very, very cool. The team tried to take have the child leave with the father and all that. And everybody kind of came together to figure out what to do because this child was saying something completely inappropriate, but she was a child. And so a concern that people have is, are individuals going to be rejected if they aren't? Let's say it's obvious when somebody's being racist, saying something completely inappropriate, but what if somebody is being inferred or they are looking at their body language? Like, let's say you are in the waiting room and somebody sits next to you and they have a strong odor, or you see that they are oozing or they're coughing. And so you decide, I'm going to switch seats because I don't want to pick up what they have. You move seats and somebody looks at that as, oh, you see what they did? They didn't want to be next to that person because of X, Y, and Z. That's body language. That body language is offensive. So people are a little concerned that they might not be following the guidelines to this code. So the hospital we spoke about is a Massachusetts hospital called Milford Regional Medical Center. And Dr. Peter Simowitz, who I believe is the chief of staff, explained how patients will be held accountable if their behavior is offensive. He's the chief medical officer. And these are new rules to include an inclusive environment. And it's a patient and visitor code of conduct. If you're racist, discriminatory, disrespectful, hostile, harassing, you're not welcome. And on one end, this makes sense because nobody should be grabbed. Nobody should have their butt grabbed. Nobody should be insulted. On the other end, though, the body language is what's making people a little concerned. The doctor said that body language and tone of voice are important parts of communication. So, you're in pain, and you have a staff person that doesn't hear very well. And so they ask you, because we're being very inclusive and we're hiring people with any disability and somebody might be hard of hearing. And the nurse or the doctor or the staff person asks you something. You say something, but they misunderstand you. So you raise your voice. Are you going to get kicked out? Now, some of you will say this is a long time coming. People have been abusing healthcare workers. We have healthcare workers quitting, burned out. Something needs to be done. But on the flip side, many of you who have never gotten seen, I might be in a lot of pain, a little grumpy, can't say your please and thank yous. You don't want to feel like you're going to be discriminated against. Now, the hospital had said in one report that every case was going to be looked at, that if somebody was going to kick you out, that it was going to be reviewed. So other people were going to get involved. But I think these hospitals are struggling in terms of liability and struggling in terms of patient flow that they just don't have time to deal with somebody that could be erratic, irrational, as I said, discriminatory, hostile. The problem with that is many individuals who suffer from mental health or severe neurodiverse conditions may sadly commit some of those improper actions. And so are we going to turn into a medical system where, like, no soup for you, you know, the Seinfeld, where you only get soup if you follow exactly what the soup Nazi wanted? Now, I know some people are taking this to, you know, great lengths. On one end, abuse, discrimination, racism has to stop. Now, remember, there was a case where a family did not want a black nurse. And so the nurse wouldn't be abused by them. The hospital removed the nurse, put a different nurse, so that nurse wouldn't be subjected to that. But they got sued by that nurse because the nurse said that they took her off of that patient when they should have stuck up for her. So I think hospitals are grappling with, well, what do we do? So it's easier to remove the patient. So if you have a family with a baby in NICU and the family says, I don't want a black nurse, then they go to a different hospital because our hospital is diverse. So this is, I think, where, you know, hospitals are trying to reconcile how to deal with this. And honestly, it's a shame that in this day and age, we still have people that are that racist and discriminatory and ridiculous in terms of how they look at who you are. But where this can also be a concern is how many times has a patient said, I don't want a woman. I don't want a man. Many women don't want a male nurse or a male doctor in the room. Do they get kicked out? That's discrimination. How many of my male patients would come to me saying, look, doc, I think I have a prostate issue. I think I have a hernia issue. I hope you don't mind. I just feel better if a man did the exam. No big deal. That's fine. We have a male PA, or I could send you to a urologist. Not a problem. Patients always ask for male or female. And is that going to be construed as misogyny? Is that going to be construed as chauvinism, as discrimination? Or what if somebody says, you know what, they said I couldn't be in there because I'm male, but they're saying it because they don't like, you know, my how I identify. So, you know, it's, you would think this would be just a common sense rule. You're hostile, you harass. But some of the, you know, I'm very interested to know what happened at Milford Hospital. What were the exact examples? Because to bring up body language, to bring up this now and make it so public, my guess is there must have been some ridiculous sort of abuse going on. And so as a result, to save their staff and protect their staff, which is understandable, as well as protect other patients, they made this rule. But now that you have a rule in place, if you have somebody with severe autism that says, you know, she's got big boobies, you know, when the nurse walks in the room, now who's going to take care of that child? Who's gonna take care of that person? You have a lot of individuals who might not follow the code. And somebody not following the code, and also people are concerned, what if somebody has a MAGA hat? Is that offensive? So nobody wants to think they're going to be refused service. And so it is obviously drawing a lot of debate. We'll keep you posted. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms. Whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping, addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All right, so we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're being told that multiple American soldiers are being evaluated for potential brain injuries following a missile barrage in Iraq that happened over the weekend. U.S. Central Command officials, according to Daily Mail, said Iran-backed militants launched several ballistic missiles and rockets at Al-Assad Air Base at 6:30 p.m. Iraq time. Tensions, as you know, are continuing to bubble in the region. Separate attacks had happened in Syria, Lebanon, Yemen. So while this war in Gaza, after the Hamas massacre, the massacre that Hamas led on October 7th, America and their bases have been under attack as well by the Houthis and other Iran-backed militants. So the missiles, which struck Al-Assad base, were deployed inside Iraq, but most were intercepted by the base's air defense systems. Some did, however, hit the target. Now, a spokesperson for U.S. Central Command, which is part of the U.S. Department of Defense, says the damage assessments are ongoing, but a number of U.S. personnel are undergoing evaluation for traumatic brain injuries. At least one Iraqi service member was wounded. Now, we don't know how many U.S. soldiers were impacted. We don't know the extent of their injuries. Iran said five of their Revolutionary Guards were killed in a house in Damascus. They blamed Israel for that. Lebanon said that an Israeli strike killed a member of Hezbollah. But this is unfortunately something that is going to draw us, if it isn't Putin, if it isn't Xi Jinping, it might be this chaos that's going right now in the Middle East. The hostages are still being held in Gaza. Now, Israel, it's tough. I don't know what I would do if I was in the IDF. I would want to myself get those hostages out. But Gaza is a very, very big part of it's their own territory with tunnels and hiding places, and to uncover every nook and cranny, it's a difficult task, not to mention while trying to protect yourself. In fact, interestingly, I don't know if you watched the show Fauda, which means chaos in Arabic, is a TV show on Netflix that looks at Israeli, it's fictional, but it's like an Israeli high command, Navy SEAL type group, Mossad-like, that will fight crimes and fight terrorists. And apparently one of the actors, who's a very well-known singer and actor in Fauda, did re-enlist. And from what I understand, he had to be hospitalized, and he was injured pretty badly in the current war that they're having right now. But we still have hostages. We have tensions brewing. We have still a very difficult uphill battle for Israel that's being attacked on multiple fronts. And now the Houthis are sending missiles and targeting Americans as well. And so it's not an easy time. And we are, unfortunately, our men and women are at risk. And traumatic brain injuries is something that, sadly, many of our service people can be afflicted with seeing combat, and they may never recover. I have friends who had served, and their traumatic brain injury, it haunts them, with mood disorders, with headaches, with depression, with poor sleep, with chronic pain. And, our men and women, we don't understand how dangerous and what they are facing on a day-to-day basis, and they may face more as this unfolds. I hope we don't go into World War III. I don't know what the answer is, if America needs to go in there and get the hostages out once and for all. I know Gaza, Hamas has said they still want to rule Gaza. I think the Palestinians in Gaza need better rulers than Hamas. I think, Hamas uses them as human shields. Gaza deserves to be, should be led by non-militants. Unfortunately, though, they have our hostages we're at 110, I believe. It's beyond ridiculous, and we need to get our hostages back right now. And then Israel and Hamas and Hezbollah, if we could stop Hezbollah, Hamas, terrorists from at all attacking Americans, Israelis, any peaceful group we, I think, are going to make huge, huge progress in peace in the Middle East. I think that's a wish that may never come true. But we want our troops safe, and it looks like we're being drawn into this conflict. And I feel like we just probably need to work with Israel, get those hostages out. I think the UN needs to speak out. Where the hell is the UN? We have hostages. We have people who have been taken by those who, as a group, raped, murdered, beheaded kids. The UN should be all over it. The hostages shouldn't be there this long. There should be the whole world speaking anytime there's hostages or trafficking or slaves. The whole world should speak out, condemn them, and get these hostages back. And this is just taking so long, and the longer it takes, the more it gets drawn out. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, you know, one thing that's happening right now in Europe, we're being told, in the UK, is that there's a scabies outbreak. And I've seen scabies before. You don't want them. And scabies has been apparently making its way across the country in the UK. Sadly, there's a shortage of scabies medications. Scabies medication, I believe permethrin and some of the other compounds, have apparently been on short supply since May 2023. The British Association of Dermatologists confirmed to Fox News Digital that they have received reports of scabies on the rise and that the current shortage of medications is exacerbating the situation. As of November, according to the Royal College of GPs, the rate of scabies is 3 per 100,000 of the population, which is double the seasonal average, and that the situation in the UK is constantly changing. This has been reported by Fox News. Now, outbreaks are more common when you have people in close quarters, kids in schools, colleges, jail, but it doesn't necessarily mean you have poor hygiene. Just like lice. Lice prefers clean hair over dirty hair. So when people get lice or when people get scabies that burrow into the skin, it doesn't necessarily mean you're dirty. Now, sometimes you having clean skin allows them an easier path. But still, obviously, you want to stay clean. It always helps. So scabies is caused by a little mite called Sarcoptes scabii. What it does is it burrows into the skin, and boy, does it cause intense itching. Why? Because that's your body's response to try to pick it out. The disease is highly contagious. It could spread through schools, households, nursing homes, and you make it little blisters, you make it little bumps as the body is trying to wall off the insect or the tunnel that it made. Sometimes, though, it could take weeks for your body to recognize it's in you and for you to start having symptoms. We've heard some people may not have symptoms for 6 weeks. You could spread scabies. Now, it's not like bed bugs are a little different from bed bugs, and the rash looks different, but they really like the hands and the web spaces, and they could go everywhere. And then when these scabies hatch or lay eggs, and then these eggs hatch, you get more. Now, you can't see scabies. You could see the burrows, and you could see the excoriations from the scratching and the scabs. But you can't necessarily see the mite. So what we usually do is we take a little sample of one, look at it under the microscope, and go, there you go. So this is something that obviously, you know, be aware of. If you do have a rash and you're itching uncontrollably and it looks like it's spreading, get yourself seen right away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.